This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida and Audrey. And on the show today, we are asking you, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also contact us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. But first, let's jump into our final story
this
of the day.
This is a really fascinating story. It came out from Fast Company. And the headline is, these are the most gender-biased languages in the world. Hint, English has a problem. Yeah. Okay, and before I get to the top 25 countries, right? So if you want to know why low percentages of women lead corporations and populate STEM fields, look no further than the words coming out their mouths. So this is a study from Carnegie Mellon, and they look at the male career bias in 25 languages across 39 countries and find that languages that heavily associate men with careers and women with family also have speakers who live out these biases. So if you speak a language that's really biased, then you're more likely to have a gender stereotype. So this is Molly Lewis, who is the scientist behind the study. Some interesting things as well. So the researchers looked at the statistical relationship of words to each other, finding that in many languages, for example, man often occurs near work, career, and business. Mm-hmm. They also found that gender associations are heightened in languages that have gendered occupations, such as steward and stewardesses. The results indicate that languages' gender associations may partially shape rather than reflect people's implicit gender bias. So pivotally, the researchers discovered that countries with high male career gender bias also have low percentages of women in STEM fields and fewer female students in STEM higher education. So because the results doesn't seem to be the case. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So the implications are profound. This may partially explain where some early stereotypes of gender and work come from. Children as young as two exercise their biases, which cannot be explained by kids' lived experiences, such as your own parents' job or seeing, say, many female nurses, right? So the results could also be useful in combating algorithmic bias. Okay, I'm going to give you the 25 countries, and the top 10 really sort of surprised me. So the most male career bias language is Danish, right?
Oh, okay.
Right? Because it's, okay, so okay, I'll give Danish, German, Norwegian, Dutch, Romanian, 6 is English,
okay.
7 is Hebrew, 8 is Swedish, and then Mandarin at 9, Persian at 10. And so when I think of, you've got 3 of these Scandinavian countries, right?
So the results don't really
right?
mirror.
Because from the 25 countries, Malay was 25.
Okay, so we are one of the least biased, gender biased
but you,
languages.
That's not the impression that you get, right? I can see, okay, let's just talk about the English language as we know. I guess like if you talk about jobs in the Malay language, it's not gender specific, right? Unlike when you say things like mailman, right? Or the postman, late mailman, postman, I know stewardesses, right? So in the English language that you are actors and actresses. So we can see that, but I don't think in the Malay language it's very gender.
Because it would be pelakon.
Right? A pelakon.
Yes, which is gender neutral.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess, but I don't see that reflected in society, though. I think you got to do it more culturally as well. Like so a friend sent me this clip, which is very interesting. So like in Canada, they want to remove the word seaman. Sailors. So they want to change it to sailors, right? So
okay.
So that's, again, the gender bias coming in. You know I'm being naughty. But anyway.
Interesting. So I guess the results don't really mirror,
it shapes it. But then if he says that it also affects the low percentage of women in STEM fields and fewer female students in STEM higher education, I don't know these countries well now, but, you know, when I look at how they're very equal when it comes to parental leave, you know, they're very equal in that sense, right? But who knew? Like, these are the languages, right? Because you say Malay is 25, Indonesian is 18. So that's also
a lot of similarities.
It's a lot of similarities, but then, you know, so the Malay language is actually very more gender neutral than Danish.
Good to know. All right. So coming back to our question of the day, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? Let's read some of the comments. At least your favorite. Pick one.
Okay. So this is a cute one from Yao Yang. He says, I don't know if this is a good example, but there's this old guy, an MC that's quite famous in Singapore. His name is Wang Lei. So MCO struck and there's no more avenue for income. Of course, you need your social events. So one of his friends sells fish. So with the MCO, his friend cannot sell fish as well. So the MC decides to help his friend and start a Facebook Live, to start selling fish on behalf of his friend. And I'm assuming he gets a cut out of it. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out too well at first, but as luck would have it, the internet being the internet, his viewers started asking inane questions and the MC answered in a typical vulgar Hokkien fashion. Then it went off like a rocket. His viewers increased 100-fold. The unfortunate thing is that most of his viewers do not intend to buy fish, but they were there to watch his reaction to dumb questions. I think he must have gotten some sales. But the next thing he did, he switched his strategy of selling fish to become a donation drive.
Right.
And the fish that people do not want to eat will be purchased and donated to the needy, right? So then you can have a good laugh and do it for a good cause. So he says he's not sure how he's doing it now. But that's clever. You know, we've had people come on as well who are in different industries. You know, I think we had Nell Ng now, she's got her tempeh and just people just doing different things, right?
Yeah. Interesting one. Thank you so much for all your messages and your comments. Once again, our story was, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? We also spoke about how house hunting has got a pandemic upgrade and that final story about employment stereotypes that could possibly be learned from language. And if you missed out on any part of the show, go look for our podcast on the website bfm.my, also on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We'll be back again tomorrow on Enterprise BizBytes, same time, same place. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.